The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Okay, our final dilemma of the week tomorrow. You can email talk at beat102103.com. Here's an email that came in yesterday, and let me see what you think. Hi guys, can I ask your advice on how to deal with a certain situation? I'm getting married in July, and as you can imagine, it's all hands on deck between now and then to make sure it's a big success. Unfortunately, in what is bad timing, one of my bridesmaids is pregnant. At first I was like, okay, we can do some alterations to the dress, but at the rate she's expanding, I've just realised that is not an option anymore. She just doesn't fit in the dress and overall look of the wedding, and therefore I'm going to have to ask her to step down from her role and just become a regular guest. Not ideal, but we just have to deal with the cards we've been dealt. You guys are good at this stuff. So do I send a WhatsApp or meet her in person to explain the change? My worry is that she's pregnant and hormonal, so she might lose it with me, and I don't really need that kind of drama 3 months before my wedding. What would you do here?
You are the drama. What? Where do we even begin with this? Like, first of all, of course she's expanding. She's pregnant.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what stage she's at in her pregnancy, but I don't know how you think this goes, but like, generally,
they get bigger.
Your bump expands. The first part of that absolutely baffles me is the fact that unfortunately in what is bad timing. Like, bad timing to have a baby? Are you mad? Have you like lost all sense of reality? Like, this is your friend, this is somebody that you've asked to be bridesmaid, whatever,
because you obviously value them to be by your side on one of the most important days of your life, bump or no bump.
Who cares? Why are we not happy for your friend? Why are we not like, oh my god, this is amazing, yes, we might have to like do some alterations or buy a new dress, big whoopee. This is your mate. I can't believe that you've messaged us to ask us the options as to whether or not you should WhatsApp or meet her in person to demote her from the role that you've given her. You can't demote somebody. Like, if she came to you and said, you know what, I'm actually not comfortable, and I've heard of this happening where somebody's gotten pregnant, they went, jeez, I don't know.
I don't
know,
like, on my feet all day.
On my feet, and yeah. You've got roles and responsibilities when you're a bridesmaid, you've a lot to do, you know. If she'd come to you and said, actually, that would be a completely different story. It would be totally understandable, but it would be coming from her. You dictating that your bridesmaid doesn't fit the bill at your wedding. By God, I'd love to know what your partner thinks. I would love to know if
he... So you think you can't drop somebody from your bridal party?
Because she doesn't fit the look?
Okay, well,
no, I do not think that. Okay. I think this is mad, and I think that you're not a friend to this person.
And the idea of WhatsApp in her, just, I mean, she's your friend.
It's horrendous, Killian.
I think she's dead right. It's her day. You know, if she doesn't feel that that's the look of the wedding, I think she's made her decision, and her problem is for us to answer should she WhatsApp or do it in person. So that's why I'm going to give a voice out. If you WhatsApp someone with a big long message, it just comes across as very confrontational and a big fight. So
okay.
I think meet up in person is grand. But I think, yeah.
But she's worried about her being very hormonal and throwing drama.
Yeah, women usually are on a daily basis, but just, you know, being pregnant would aggravate it more. I think, yeah, if you don't want her in your day, that's fair enough. I would just meet in person and explain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we get some thoughts. Ashley, and it says, if the dress doesn't fit, it just doesn't fit, lads, and it mightn't be in the budget to buy another one or do further alterations. So she's given another viewpoint there. Let's go to M.
That would be fine if it wasn't the other stuff that she said.
Well,
about
the
her.
Way
that,
she said like, it she as said, much as what she's saying.
She said her pregnancy is unfortunate timing. Mm, yeah. You know?
Emma, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Good. Give us your thoughts.
Are you mad?
I'm actually after stepping out of the car. I'm on the school run and I pulled in. And I have been a pregnant bridesmaid. I've been just after having a baby bridesmaid. I've had pregnant bridesmaids for myself. I think someone's messing with us here, because there's nobody in the land that would actually speak about anybody like that, bar a friend. Or obviously they're very close with this person if they've asked them to be bridesmaid. But I think it's absolutely crazy. What has actually gone wrong with the world? Like, how can somebody being pregnant, it's the most beautiful thing in the world, take away from a wedding?
Yeah.
It's just mental. Like, how anyone would think like that just would actually make my blood boil. Mm. Like, that lady is so probably, what's the word I'm looking for? Self-conscious as it is, thinking of stepping into a bridesmaid dress, and she's still happy to be a bridesmaid, to stand up in front of all those people, uncomfortable, I'm sure, in her body, because her body's going to change. And then for a friend, a so-called friend, to even be thinking about telling her to, no, I don't want you anymore. I think the best thing she can do for her friend is to demote her. And please God, that lovely girl never speaks to her again, because nobody needs
she's
that
no respect
kind of...
for that girl.
No,
the
absolutely
way she speaks
not. Nobody
her.
Nobody needs those type of people. There's enough going on in the world without people like that.
Yeah.
And you definitely don't need people like that in your life. So yeah, she could do that girl a favour.
Yeah.
Emma, thanks so much for chatting to us. You have a good
thanks
day. Take a few
you.
More breaths. Four,
thank
four
you.
In, four out. Isn't that right? Four in, four out.
4-4-4.
4-4-4. Okay.
Thanks, Emma.
Now, we've so much reaction, we're not going to be able to get to even a fraction of it, but I'll give you a little flavour of some of the voice notes, starting with Tam.
She doesn't fit with the overall look of the wedding. Well, I tell you, when my jaw dropped when I heard that, oh my God, I don't think she even wants to be your friend after if she heard exactly what you said about her. That is horrible. No, just do her justice and don't be her friend anymore.
Chloe was on to us from Waterford.
I'm actually a bit disgusted by that, but be a decent friend if you cared enough about her to make her a bridesmaid. Arrange to meet up with her for lunch or wherever, or go visit her, whatever it is, and have a chat and ask her, because maybe she doesn't want to be bridesmaid anymore. Maybe she's not comfortable to be bridesmaid anymore while she's pregnant, but doesn't want to approach it with you. Ask her, are you still comfortable to be my bridesmaid? You're her friend, you should care about that. Are you still comfortable to be my bridesmaid while you're pregnant? If you're not, it's no problem, but, you know, let me know now, blah, blah. If she does still want to be your bridesmaid, say, okay, look, well, look, you know yourself, you're pregnant, you're expanding, you know, the baby's only going to keep growing. Dress can't be altered any further, so can we arrange time to go and get a new dress for you and try it on and so on.
Sensible stuff there from Chloe. Now, this text message has taken us back a little bit.
Anonymous, obviously. To the bridezilla, you have wedding fever now, but you'll look back with a clear head and regret your behaviour. It's one day, your friend has done nothing wrong, and nobody will remember the look of your wedding, in inverted commas. It's the marriage that's important. Actually, we didn't say that, not the day. I know a girl, wait for this, who fell out with her bridesmaid because the bridesmaid's father died a month or so before the wedding. Seemingly, the bridesmaid's grief took away from the big day.
My
ridiculous.
God, I've never heard anything like that before in my life.
That is just insane. What is wrong with people?
Okay, one more. Let's hear from the beautiful Jade from Beat News, who is currently pregnant.
Yes.
And radiant.
Yes, she is.
This is her thoughts.
Okay, I have a lot of issues with this dilemma. First of all, Killian, I can't believe that you agree with her and said that women are always hormonal. Mm-hmm. No, we are not. Second of all, the fact that she wants to remove her from the bridesmaid party or from the wedding at all just because she doesn't fit the look is absolutely pathetic, really. What do you mean she doesn't fit the look of the wedding just because she has a bump? Some bumps, all bumps actually, are absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
And being pregnant is a beautiful and lovely thing. And if her friend, who's not even a friend, can't see or accept that, then she's really, really, really not a friend. And first of all, if she even suggested to me via WhatsApp or coffee that I can't be in her bridal party just because I'm pregnant and the rate that I am expanding doesn't coincide with her wedding well enough, I wouldn't be attending the wedding. I would block her. I would never speak to her again. And if we were having coffee, I would throw it on her lovely pre-wedding outfit, because that's just rude.
Go on, you beautiful pregnant lady. Thank you so much, Jade. Nailed it.